Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. Ladies and gentlemen, a hurricane warning has been issued. Yes, the University of Miami, the U, tops the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 this week. After the horrible damage done by actual Hurricane Helene happened more than a week ago, there's yet another hurricane gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico for this week too. And by late Wednesday, Hurricane Milton appears to be on a collision course with the west coast of Florida. Now, with all this tragic weather news, a different type of Florida hurricane, though, was welcomed back into the state on Sunday. The University of Miami made its triumphant return to the Sunshine State after beating California 39-38 late after most of us went to bed Saturday night with their lightning-quick second-half comeback at Berkeley, California. Playing on the road and down 35-10 to Cal in the third quarter of play, the Miami Hurricanes rallied for 29 more points and won this game. The victory moved the Canes to 6-0 on the year and into the number one spot in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25. This is Miami's first week ever to be the number one team in my seven-year history of the rankings, so congratulations. But the other question is, why did Texas drop from number one down to number five this week? My number one team for the last 2 weeks, the Texas Longhorns, slid all the way down to number five for this weekend. The 5-0 Longhorns had a bye week as they get ready to play longtime foe Oklahoma, who's now 4-1, in the annual State Fair game coming up this Saturday afternoon in Dallas. My ranking system gives the most credit, though, to the unbeaten teams which have the highest number of wins at the end of every week. So that means that 6-0 Miami and the surprising 6-0 Indiana Hoosiers have jumped ahead of 5-0 Texas after last weekend's games. But the Longhorns also lost some more ground after Michigan lost their second game of the year to drop to 4-2 last weekend. That loss by Michigan has now forced Texas to fight for position within a group of 9 5-0 teams. In my rankings, those ties are broken by examining the record of each team's best win so far this season. That group evaluation showed 5-0 Brigham Young, which has defeated 5-1 SMU this year, has now moved to the number 3 slot, and Oregon, which won at 4-1 Oregon State earlier this year, has now moved up into number 4. The Ducks are one place ahead of Texas, as the Longhorns' top win this year came against that 4-2 Michigan Wolverines team. Congratulations this week go to Vanderbilt and Arkansas as they still celebrate their huge SEC wins. Woo! The Vanderbilt Commodores outplayed the AP's number one team, Alabama, from start to finish in a 40-35 shocker at Nashville Saturday afternoon. And in case you missed that gem of a college football game, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia flawlessly engineered the Vandy offense from start to finish. The Commodores led throughout this game and had the ball for 42 minutes compared to just 18 for Alabama. And after the game, a jubilant group of Vandy fans tore down the goalpost and then took it 3 miles away from the campus to downtown Nashville, where they dumped it in the river. That win by Vanderbilt, who's now 3-2, was their first in school history over a top five team in 60 tries. Congratulations to Vanderbilt. Meanwhile, Alabama dropped to 4-1 and has joined, get this, 7 other SEC teams which have 1 loss through last weekend. Another formerly unbeaten team, the Tennessee Volunteers, apparently left their offense in Knoxville as Arkansas, now 3-2, completed a 19-14 win at Fayetteville Saturday night. Like Vanderbilt, the Hogs totally outplayed their opponent and deserved the win, and Tennessee dropped to 4-1. On the other side of the ledger, what's happened to 1-5 Kansas and 1-5 Florida State? Both of these two teams were expected to compete for their respective conference championships before the season started this year. After Kansas won their first game against small division Lindenwood, the Jayhawks have now lost 5 consecutive games by margins of only 6 points, 3, 4, 11, and 4 points. Kansas has gone from the preseason favorite to a late-season spoiler as they enter the final 6 games of their year. Meanwhile, Florida State's football season continues to spiral out of control, too. Last year's 13-1 Seminoles are now just 1-5 in 2024 after last Saturday's 29-13 home loss to 4-1 Clemson. Florida State's only win this year came in a close 14-9 win over 3-2 California. with games including 6-0 Miami, 5-1 Duke, 5-1 Notre Dame, and intrastate rival Florida still remaining, Florida State is quite likely to finish 2024 with a losing record and a very disappointing season. So let's finish this story on a happier note, and let's hear it for the 4-1 UL Monroe Warhawks. The Warhawks from Monroe, Louisiana, moved up into the FBS Large Division beginning in 1994. And they've played in just one bowl game during that 30-year span. But Saturday night, ULM took down previously unbeaten James Madison 21-19 and moved to 4-1 for the very first time since the school moved up in football classification 30 years ago. The team, formerly known as the Northeast Louisiana Indians, finished the 2023 season with a woeful 2-10 record as they lost 10 straight games to finish the year. The team then fired head coach Tommy Bowden and replaced him with a relatively unknown coach named Bryant Vincent. Now, Vincent was a longtime offensive coach at South Alabama, UAB, and last year at New Mexico. And it's a bit surprising that it's the Warhawks' defense which has been the primary reason for this program's turnaround this year. UL Monroe's defense has allowed only 14 points per game in their 4 wins. UL Monroe, a fast-rising number 28 in my rankings this week, plays its homecoming game on Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. Central at Malone Stadium in Monroe against their longtime Sunbelt foe, Southern Mississippi. In summary for this week, there are now just 12 unbeaten football programs in the 134-team FBS Major College group after the first 6 weeks of the 2024 season. There are currently 36 more teams behind them who have just one loss at this point in the season. Now, there are only 12 spots up for grabs in the college football playoffs, so a two-loss team like Michigan is going to have a lot of trouble receiving one of those dozen invites, even if they run the table in the second half of this year. And since we know that the Associated Press poll is just a glorified beauty contest, its voters somehow still think that 4-2 Michigan, with losses to 6-0 Texas and 4-2 Washington, is deserving of their number 24 rank this week ahead of unbeaten teams like Navy and Army and Liberty. Go figure. Let's reveal this week's SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, October 5th, 2024. Coming in as our number 25 team this week at 4-1 from the SEC, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide, and they'll be at home to host 3-2 South Carolina 11 o'clock this Saturday morning on ABC. Coming in at number 24, just ahead of the Tide from the SEC, it's Tennessee. At 4-1 and number 23 this week from the ACC, it's the Virginia Cavaliers. Number 22 this week from the Pac-2 Conference at 4-1, Washington State. Number 21 from the Big Ten, Illinois. Number 20 this week is Notre Dame. And now we move to our 5-1 teams. At number 19 from Conference USA, it's the Sam Houston Bearcats. At 5-1 this week, out of the ACC, it's number 18, Duke. And then at number 17 from the ACC also, it's newcomer SMU. This week's number 16 team, the Ole Miss Rebels, are 5-1, and they're on the road this Saturday night at Tiger Stadium for a game with 4-1 LSU. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. Don't miss it. Number 15 this week, impressive last weekend for Texas A&M. The Aggies have a bye week this week before going to Mississippi State. At number 14 out of the Big Ten at 5-1, it's the Nebraska Cornhuskers. At number 13, our top-rated one-loss team, Texas Tech from the Big 12. They're off this week and will then host Baylor on Saturday, October 19th. Now our 12 unbeaten teams. Number 12 from Conference USA, it's the Liberty Flames. Moving up to number 11 at 5-0 from the American Conference, the Army Black Knights. Number 10 this week from the Big Ten at 5-0, keep moving on up, it's Ohio State. And they'll get their biggest test of the year visiting 5-0 Oregon. Oh, that should be a good game, Saturday night 6:30 on NBC. We have a tie this week at number 8, first from the ACC, it's the Pitt Panthers, who will host 3-2 California, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on ESPN. Also tied at number 8 this week from the Big 12, it's the Iowa State Cyclones, who will travel to 4-2 West Virginia, Saturday night 7 p.m. on Fox. Number 7 this week, salute to the Naval Academy at 5-0. Number 6 from the Big 10, it's Penn State. Now, the Nittany Lions are going to travel to 3-2 USC. That game will be Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on CBS. Number 5 this week, as we covered earlier, The Texas Longhorns from the SEC are 5-0, and they'll play their annual big game with Oklahoma 2:30 p.m. Saturday on ABC. Now your top four. 5-0, the Oregon Ducks, who are home for Ohio State at 6:30 on NBC this Saturday. Number three from the Big 12 at 5-0, it's the Brigham Young Cougars. Your two 6-0 teams. Number two from the Big Ten Conference, it's the Indiana Hoosiers, and they will host Nebraska the following weekend on October 19th. And now your brand new number one team, the Miami, Florida Hurricanes. Miami is off this week, and they'll next play at Louisville Saturday, October 19th. And that's our group for this week. Come on back next week and check them out at SwampSwamiSports.com.